This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump is defending his decision to pull U.S. forces from northern Syria. He is being accused of abandoning Kurd allies. AP Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The Trump administration says U.S. forces will move aside, clearing the way for a long-expected Turkish assault across the border. Turkey considers the Kurdish fighters terrorists. Lawmakers here at home have warned allowing Turkey to carry out the attack could lead to a Kurdish massacre and send American allies a troubling message that the U.S. will not live up to its commitments. The sudden move follows a call between Turkey's leader and President Trump, who tweeted this morning in all caps, "We will fight where it is to our benefit." Top House Republican Kevin McCarthy's worried, though, telling Fox and Friends he wants to make sure the U.S. keeps its word to those who fight with it. Sagar Magani at the White House.
There's another whistleblower who might be able to give House Democrats fresh information in their impeachment inquiry of President Trump. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
President Trump has been trying to undermine the original whistleblower complaint by saying it's based on second and third-hand information. Lawyer Mark Zayed said he also represents a second whistleblower who has firsthand information of key events and could corroborate the complaint. A rough transcript of the president's call with Ukraine's leader in July already does that by showing a bid to pressure Ukraine on investigating the Biden family. House Democrats are set to depose at least two more witnesses this week, the top diplomat to the European Union and the woman who was abruptly fired as a U.S. ambassador to Ukraine in May. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
An Afghan official says a bomb blast in eastern Nangarhar province has killed at least 10 people, including a child. The official says 27 other people were wounded in the attack, targeting a minibus carrying new army recruits in Jalalabad City. From Washington, this is VOA News.